Business Leaders of Today is presented by Tess Turin, Marketing and Advertising Consultant, and Angel Nowlin, who specializes in business insurance and asset protection.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Business Leaders of Today. Our show will introduce to you the brightest, sharpest business leaders around the great city of Atlanta, Georgia. I'm Tess Turin, your host, and my fearless co-host is away on business this week. She is in Ohio. I do not envy her. I think it was below zero last night with snow, so good luck out there, Angel. Hope you get back safe. Before we get started, I'd like to just give a shout-out to Uncle Matteo's Pizza, Mall of Georgia. They're located at 3320 Buford Drive in Georgia. Be sure to like them on their Facebook. They do catering, birthday parties. They dine in, take out. They do it all. So a special thanks to Uncle Matteo's Pizza. We have a terrific show for you all today. Our guests in the studio include Rick Spooner and Matt Akins at 1 Hour Heating and Air. Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
Good morning, Tess.
We also have Gary Carson from Global Path Translations. Good morning, Gary. How are you?
Good morning. Great to be here.
Great to have you. And then we also have Al Parker from Parker International. Good morning, Al.
Good morning, Tess.
So we'll first start with Mr. Spooner and Mr. Akins from 1 Hour Heating and Air. So, gentlemen, tell us a little bit about 1 Hour Heating and Air.
Okay, we've been in the metro Atlanta area since 2009. We pride ourselves on on-time arrival as part of our guarantee to your house. We respect the time of your day, and we kind of narrow in a time frame so you're not waiting all day for us to show up.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So in addition to that, you know, our straightforward pricing, which we offer up front before any job is ever commenced, we'll let you know what the cost will be before we start so you can make the right decisions. And then finally, we have very qualified and drug-free and background-checked technicians that can come out, and they will respect you and your home.
Very important. So when you say guarantees, I can you elaborate a little bit on that? I know that's probably one of the things that separate you from a lot of the other air-conditioned contractors out there.
Absolutely. You know, when we enter into a relationship with a customer, we're looking at a 15 to 20 year relationship, not just, you know, we repair today or replace to or upgrade your equipment today. It's a 15 to 20 year commitment. So we do offer guarantees that ease the customer's mind that we're going to be here for you. So we have, you know, satisfaction guarantees. We have a $500 no frustration fee, that guarantee that we'll provide you if we don't get it right through that 2 year time frame, that we will refund $500 just for the frustration part of it. So thankfully we don't have many of those, but that is there for your peace of mind. We have a total replacement no lemon guarantee if the manufacturer's equipment that we provide doesn't live up to expectations for 1 hour, that we get that replaced. So
okay, wow.
So there's just a few of the many guarantees there that we do offer.
Sure. And what kind of services specifically do you guys offer with 1 hour?
Well, our services range from providing repairs if needed, mm-hmm. To a whole comfort system upgrade in your home if the repairs may be not economically feasible for a homeowner. So you go ahead and upgrade to a high efficiency home comfort system. That way, over the next 10 to 15 years, you're saving money and putting money into systems that aren't worth it. And we also offer a full maintenance service. We come out twice a year for you, do a full complete check on your heating and air system. And between the heating and air system, that is a 77-point full check and inspection on your home comfort system.
Okay. Now, what are IAQ products?
IAQ products is indoor air quality. And what they range from to putting in a air cleaner, which can replace a standard pleated filter, And when you get into air cleaning, first and foremost, the air cleaners protect your equipment because the number one cause of failures in heating an air system would be dirt, dust, and debris.
I have to agree on that. Being a landlord, I have to replace my air conditioning unit. It seems like every 4 to 5 years these days.
Yeah, the equipment with improper maintenance and pretty much improper filtration will decrease the efficiency and life of your system. So one product that we offer a lot of homeowners get from us is what we call our Micro Power Guard, and that's an electrostatic air cleaner that goes into the one-inch filter rack where your normal filter would go.
Mm-hmm.
And basically that will capture 97% of any airborne particles that normally takes a microscope to see but goes through your system or through your filter that cannot be caught with a standard one-inch pleated filter.
And now does that have to be replaced every month as well?
No, you can replace those every 3 months as a charcoal pleat.
Mm-hmm.
We can come out, the homeowner can replace it themselves. Wow. So most people go out and buy what they think are the top dollar $25 filters, but really those are
a waste of money.
They're a waste of money, and the one-inch filters on your system will increase your static pressure, which is basically the blood pressure inside your system. So obviously if you have high blood pressure as a person, you're going to start having problems, and your system has the exact same thing. So if you can decrease the pressure in that, you're going to cause your system to run at the peak performance. It's not going to be running as hard, and pretty much unlikely that you're going to have premature items, you know, breakdown.
Great analogy. Mm-hmm. Well, you're listening to Business Leaders of Today with Tess Turin, your marketing and advertising consultant, and Angel Nallen, your business insurance specialist, and we are speaking to Rick Spooner and Matt Akins from 1 Hour Heating and Air. So let me ask you, gentlemen, a lot of people don't know, you know, when they're looking to purchase a new unit, SEERs versus tons. Can you guys break that down for us?
Sure. Your SEER rating is going to be the equipment efficiency rating, what the manufacturer has rated that piece of equipment at.
Mm-hmm.
Right now in our industry, the minimum efficiency that any contractor can legally put in would be a 13 SEER system.
Really?
Yes, ma'am.
Interesting.
So right now the bottom of the line will be a 13 SEER system, and that's the efficiency of the system.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, they can go all the way up to 21 SEER, which you're talking serious buck savings when you into that.
Oh, yeah.
But no system is going to run right if it's not installed properly or if it's not sized up properly. And that goes all the way to making sure the system is sized up to the tons that the house is needed and to the ductwork size.
Right.
So your tons, to answer your question about the tons, would be the amount of air that system can move, heating or cooling.
Right. Now, do you guys get into the geothermal units as well?
At this time, we haven't tapped much into that market.
Okay. Now, I know that by purchasing a new unit, there's a lot of rebates and things like that. Do you guys offer that?
We offer rebates. Georgia Power offers rebates. And you can also get tax credits as well, generally when you go to full systems, 15 SEER or higher.
So what should homeowners know about efficiencies of the heating and air equipment?
Well, I think all homeowners need to know that you need to know what your system is designed to run at. So if you have a technician come out and saying it's designed to run at this efficiency, but it's running at this efficiency, you have to figure out why is it decreasing efficiency. And that can be all the way to your lack of maintenance, an improper install, undersized or oversized ductwork, or as simple as not changing your filter.
Right. And then you guys also obviously deal with furnaces as well, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Being in Florida prior to Georgia, I didn't have to worry about furnaces, but now we do.
Yeah, y'all have heat pumps down there.
Right. So, the furnaces is something that you guys deal with, I'm sure, on a regular basis as well.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, great. So let me ask you another question. Going back to the maintenance agreement, you know, because a lot of people, and I didn't know this either prior to being a homeowner and a landlord, how important it is for homeowners to, you know, participate in the maintenance program. It's like, you know, maintenance, like you said, yourself or your car. Can you elaborate to the listeners how important it is?
It's extremely important. You are dealing with probably the fourth largest purchase that you'll make in your life. Number two is these are man-made, mechanical, moving pieces of equipment that have to be maintained. They are going to collect dirt, dust, and debris. They're going to get dirty from being outside. So you have to most definitely have those cleaned and maintained. It's just like buying a brand new $15,000, $20,000 car. Are you going to buy that car and drive it for 2 or 3 years and never have the oil changed? No.
You're not going to get very far.
You won't get very far. Same with your tires. The tires are an expense on your car. So it's the exact same thing with your heating and air equipment. If you're going to invest in a heating and air system, why not invest in protecting it? Because you'll most definitely get a higher return out of that if you take care of your equipment.
Right. So when you guys come out and do maintenance agreement, what's involved? Do you do a 9-point check? How does that work?
Sure. We break ours up seasonal. So if we're out there doing your air conditioner, for example, we're going to go out there and check your compressor, make sure it's running at the proper amperage that's designed by the manufacturer. Having compressor run too high or too low is going to tell you a lot about it if you know what you're looking for. Mm-hmm. Also, we're going to check your fan amps and the capacitor that goes to the condenser fan motor and the compressor to make sure that that is where it needs to be to turn your system on and run properly. Mm-hmm. Also, the biggest one that has to be done will be your condenser coil cleaning. We come out there, take the lid off the unit, clean out all the dirt, debris, and leaves down that has fallen inside the air conditioner, and clean the whole coil to make sure you have proper airflow through those fins.
Oh, wow. So you guys come out and do the coil cleaning, and that's a part of your maintenance agreement?
Yes, ma'am.
I know not everybody offers that. I actually got a coil cleaning one time, and I think it cost me about $500 or $600 for somebody to come out one time to do a coil cleaning.
It can be very expensive depending on the severity of how dirty it is, especially if you have an evaporator coil that has to be cut out, taken out in the front yard, have the special solution put on it, and clean properly.
Okay, well, great. Well, you're listening to Business Leaders of Today with Tess Turin, your marketing and advertising consultant, and Angel Nowlin, your business insurance specialist. And we are speaking with Rick Spooner and Matt Akins from 1 Hour Heating and Air. And I know you already mentioned this a little bit, Rick, but can you just elaborate for our listeners on the guarantees a little bit and talk about the warranties that customers receive?
Absolutely. The warranties with our systems come with a 10-year warranty on parts and two-year on labor. But we do offer extended warranties that would cover 10 years, both parts and labor, through the manufacturer. So we do have the 10 and 10 for both parts and labor. On the material.
Okay, great. So for the people that are listening out there, how or what would be the best way to contact 1 Hour Heating and Air?
Great question. They can reach, our number is 770-882-2522, mm-hmm. or they can reach us through our website at www.1hourair.com.
Okay, wonderful. Well, I would like to thank you gentlemen again for taking the time to come out and speak with us today, Rick Spooner and Matt Akins from 1 Hour Heating and Air.
Great. Thanks for having us.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you. So our next guest is Gary Carson, and that's Gary with an E, correct?
That is correct.
From Global Path Translation. He is CEO and founder. So, Gary, tell us a little bit about Global Path Translations. What do you all do?
Absolutely. And first of all, thanks for having me on. And I'm a big fan of Business Radio X. Global Path Translations is a full-service foreign language translation company. We're based in Atlanta, Georgia. We translate all types of documents and media into all foreign languages. We also provide interpretation services. We really offer our customers a best-in-class approach to getting their products and services prepared for foreign markets and also here in the domestic market for the Hispanic marketplace. Last year, we translated documents and materials into over 50 languages and over 100 different subject matters or areas of expertise. And we were founded through acquisition in 2012, and we really distinguish ourselves through our consultative approach of really putting our customers' objectives first. We work with every single customer to identify how they can best operate and how we can best serve them. And we structure a customized offer for each customer. and we are getting great reception to that in the marketplace.
I have to ask, Gary, how did you get into this line of work?
Well, it dates back a little bit. I was actually, as a teenager, I lived in country in Spain and was placed with a family in northern Spain, and that introduced me at an early age to the fact that the world is much larger than Atlanta, Georgia.
This is true. And I've been to Spain, Barcelona.
Okay.
Beautiful city.
We will compare notes. and it really allowed me to begin learning a foreign language, and I've always had a passion for foreign languages. And following that, I had a minor in Spanish in college. I worked for 4 years in the translation industry earlier in my career. And to me, the excitement is a combination of being able to be an entrepreneur and follow my entrepreneurial passions, but I've also got a passion and gift for languages. And working in a company that helps the world communicate is very exciting.
Sure. Well, you're listening to Business Leaders of Today with Tess Turin, your marketing and advertising expert, and Angel Nowlin, your business insurance specialist. And we are speaking with Gary Carson from Global Path Translation, CEO and founder. Now, I had read somewhere, Gary, there's really kind of two ways to translate. Mm-hmm. You have human and then you have software translation. Is that correct?
That is correct. And I can provide some comments on that. They're two very different approaches. And on the machine translation side of the business or software translation side of the business, it's an algorithm, it's programmed, and there can certainly be very mixed results. Just go and give it a try yourself. The much better, best-in-class approach when it comes to representing your brand and growing your brand globally across the world is to use human, professional, certified translators. If you think about the nuances in different languages, and you think about literal translations coming out of machine translation ending up representing your products, that's not a best-in-class approach. Another example is that, the human attention and effort into translation produces exceptional results, guaranteed. Mm-hmm. There are no questions about that. And we have customers that are law firms. We have customers that are large manufacturers. There are significant liabilities customers can face when translations are not done correctly. And so,
I could see that being very important.
I use a word of caution in the machine translation area. It has its place in the industry, but Global Path is certainly all about human talent and individuals that are certified translators, have the subject matter expertise, and can do exceptional work.
So what types of languages and what types of projects are you involved in?
So in terms of languages, we, of course, do a lot of Spanish, but we've gone into almost all of the world's languages. We have customers where we will work with a set of 5 Asian languages, and that simply happens to be where their target market is. We have other customers that are fully global and will have their documents, marketing materials, product documents, websites, go into 65-plus languages. And so on the language front, we're fully equipped to handle any foreign language. On the project side, our projects really range from smaller contracts and documents, technical documents, marketing materials, advertising. We work from anything from smaller documents all the way up to 300, 400 page contracts and technical manuals. These projects take place with leading law firms, consumer and business goods firms, insurance companies, accounting firms, manufacturing firms, insurance companies, and many, many other industries. And we also work with smaller companies that are just getting their foot in the door in terms of expanding internationally. And I also want to note that Global Path acts as a trusted translation provider and also a global best practices advisor as far as entering new markets. And so it could be a well-established multinational that is very much up the international curve in terms of best practices and market entry, or it could be a smaller firm that really needs that advice up front. And again, we work with small, medium-sized, and large, fully multinational companies.
Well, you're listening to Business Leaders of Today with Tess Turin, your marketing and advertising consultant, and Angel Nowlin, your business insurance specialist. And we are speaking with Gary Carson from Global Path Translation, CEO. So let me ask you, Gary, what is the role of technology in the translation industry?
Okay, so from our approach, technology in the translation marketplace, we're not big fans of machine translation, as we just discussed.
Right.
The way in which we use technology is that when we complete a project for a customer, we store in memory, in translation memory, everything that is translated. It's critical when you put out reports and you continue to go into the marketplace with your marketing materials and products and services that you remain consistent in terms of your terminology. And so we use technology, their databases, their lexicons, and their memory that store all of our customer projects such that as we do the next project and the next project, we are able to leverage all of that, remain, maintain that high quality and consistency of the translation. And so for us, technology is critical in terms of really managing all of the terminology and continuing to produce high quality.
So what represents a best-in-class approach to translation?
So a best-in-class approach, and I would encourage any listeners to visit our website. We have actually a page dedicated to taking a best-in-class assessment in terms of how your translations are being managed today. But in terms of a best-in-class approach, one of the most fundamental things about a translation is speaking the language or being fluent is just table stakes. That's where it begins. And our approach to best-in-class translation, first we meet with customers, we identify exactly what they need, we put together a customized offering that maps directly to their needs and best supports them, and our quality control process as a translator that has 15 years minimum of subject matter expertise, in the particular material being translated, and then we proceed with quality control of having a senior editor take a second look or a proof of that, and that individual has 20 plus years of experience. And those steps together end up producing extremely high-quality, best-in-class translation.
Interesting. So obviously, you're B2B on a global level. You've got clients all over the world. What have you found has been the most effective marketing for the business?
So for our business, customer referrals have been a tremendous source for us. As we enter into a large law firm or a multinational company or even a smaller firm, we go all out to do our best and shine and make sure that customer satisfaction is off the charts. And they end up speaking with other people and making referrals. And I would say that is probably our primary source of getting new business and marketing our products and services in addition to our sales efforts.
Sure, and I know you're very involved in the community as well. That's actually how we met, is through
yes.
a community function. What importance do you place on giving back to the community?
I think it's a big role that entrepreneurs should play, and it's easy to look at larger companies and see where they invest in charities. But for entrepreneurs with smaller or medium-sized companies, it's equally important to give time back and to support charities. I'm on the board of Sheltering Arms for Kids, and they are a phenomenal organization that provides education and daycare to children in over 18 centers in Georgia. And that's an example of where we give back. And it can also be smaller things. I went 2 weeks ago to Westminster High School and spoke to the AP Spanish students on the importance of learning a foreign language and the importance of international experience in the global marketplace that we live in today. those are ways that you can give back. And the final thing I would say is that, you know, it's key for entrepreneurs to surround themselves with other successful entrepreneurs and to give back. That's also, I think, a really critical element to succeeding in the marketplace.
Well said. Well, you're listening to Business Leaders of Today with Tess Turin, your marketing and advertising consultant, and Angel Nallen, your business insurance specialist. And we are speaking with Gary Carson from Global Path Translation, CEO and founder. I have to ask, Gary, how many languages do you speak?
Okay, I'm fluent in English.
Okay.
We've established.
Yeah, we've covered that.
I believe we've established that, okay? I'm fluent in Spanish.
Okay.
And
you know I had to ask.
Of course you did. Of course you did. I can converse somewhat in Italian, and I can converse fairly well in Portuguese.
Wow.
But I would say my main language of fluency is Spanish, and I'm actually in the process of learning additional languages. It's fascinating, and for those that have learned other languages, it's an exciting process to go through of reinventing yourself to communicate in another language, and there is nothing that shows up as a sign of respect to a potential customer or an existing customer than speaking their language, making that effort, understanding their cultural expectations, and being in line with those. That is part of what makes companies succeed in the international marketplace.
Absolutely. I agree with you 100%. You know that joke, right? That bilingual joke. Have you ever heard it? What do they call a person who speaks two languages?
I'm going to let you finish.
That's
this
a bilingual. What do they call somebody that speaks three languages?
Trilingual.
What do they call it? Somebody that speaks one language? I think I messed that joke up.
That's okay.
American.
Yes, I understand.
I heard it somewhere, but of course I messed the punchline up.
I will add to that and say that, you know, sometimes it's just a function of where your country is located. And the United States and our citizens do not face a compelling need to have to speak a foreign language versus individuals that grew up in Europe where speaking four and five languages is commonplace and, in fact, necessary to do business. And so that's part of it, of course, for those that don't speak other languages. But I would encourage anyone out there to look into learning foreign languages. And I'll also note that we do offer foreign language classes for those that are interested in learning. It is more and more of a flat and global world. And even within the United States, with the U.S. Hispanic population, the need to speak a foreign language is growing and growing and growing. And it's also just exciting to be able to break the language barrier and speak with someone in their language.
Absolutely. So one last question, and then we'll get over to Al, because I know you've been waiting patiently over there, Al. What advice do you have for your fellow entrepreneurs out there?
I think one of the biggest pieces of advice I noted earlier is that you really need to find a way to circle yourself with fellow entrepreneurs and a network of people that are all supporting themselves. You're learning best practices from each other. I think it's very important to make sure that you are constantly putting yourself in a position where you're motivated, you're driving, you're putting your customers first. I think one of the critical elements is to look at your business offering and ensure that your value proposition is absolutely aligned with your customers' needs. That's first and foremost. And then beyond that, I think personally as an entrepreneur, again, it's a way of really finding a way to stay motivated and driven and continuing to ensure that your customers are beyond satisfied. It's taking that extra effort, and we're certainly very pleased with the reception that Global Path has gotten in the marketplace. And I'm very thankful personally to the fellow entrepreneurs that have helped me, and I've helped them in turn. And that is simply part of what makes the business world go around.
Sure. So, Gary, tell us how people that are listening right now that maybe want to get some more information about your services, how can they reach out to you?
So the best way to reach out to me is simply to give me a direct phone call at 404-606-3656. We can also be reached on the web. I would encourage you to visit our website at www.globalpathtranslations.com. There's also an 800 number listed on our website if that's more convenient. And please do reach out. We're certainly available to meet for a consultation, assess what types of needs you have, and propose a best-in-class plan for your company moving forward.
Okay, very good. Gary Carson, Global Path Translation. Appreciate you coming out.
Absolutely. Thanks so much for having me.
Thank you. So last but not least, we have Al Parker from Parker International. He is the business owner, CEO of Parker International. So I have to tell you, Al, I went to the website last night, and you do a lot.
Yes.
So tell us about Parker International.
Okay. Before I get started, Tess, I'd like to also compliment Jerry on some of the comments that he made. If we actually look at the population of the United States, it's becoming more and more international. A lot of the cultures are increasing in numbers, and I'm totally in agreement with the efforts that you're making to awareness of the different cultures. So I just want to congratulate you on that, and total agreement with what you're saying.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
I also want to say with Matt and Rick, I learned a lot just listening to you all. I took some notes, and hopefully we'll be able to talk afterwards.
Appreciate that.
Thank you. But Tess, you're asking me about Parker International
and
what we do there. And I just want to say there's two hats that I actually wear. The first thing I'd like to talk about is the fact that I'm a speaker for an organization that does financial literacy presentations in a low to moderate income community. There, our focus is to be able to provide a free literacy program in which we focus on the area of budgeting, credit, banking and investing, and also auto financing. I normally focus my attention towards the high schools, colleges, and other organizations in the area. But I find that I get a lot of enjoyment in being able to provide financial awareness to the youth in the community, because there's a lot of challenges that they face, or decisions that they're going to have to face that we didn't have to face, or let's just say challenges that they'll be facing that will be totally different than what we're dealing with right now.
You know, I have to totally agree with you, Al, on that. You know, it's crazy when you think about when children go to school, mm-hmm. you know, through school, high school, college, mm-hmm. and they don't even know how to balance a checkbook mm-hmm. when they graduate. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I've said that for years, that I believe that that should be implemented in the school at a very, very young age.
Mm-hmm. Just to give you a quick example, in some of the classrooms, it's very interesting to notice the interactions between the males and females. And one of the examples I give the females, and also for the males, is that if you had a gentleman, a young man in your, you know, that comes up to you and says he makes $50,000 a year, he looks good, smells good, has a nice car, a lot of jewelry, and you have another young man that comes up to you and says his net worth is $50,000, which one has provided you with more information? Well, when I say net worth, for a lot of the students, they never heard of that. And for the young ladies, and also for the guys, it gives them awareness as to what it is that you should be planning for so far as your future. And that's where the various subjects tie into that, where they can have a reason for why they need to understand that. And so, again, that's one of the things that I do when I do the presentations. And the main focus is financial awareness.
Mm-hmm. So how did you get into that line of work?
Through networking, I met someone who had a relative who did this. Mm-hmm. I had my own business. And, again, I thought that was a perfect match for what I do. And so through continuous communications, I was able to speak to the gentleman who actually put this together. And this gentleman is located in the Washington, D.C. area. And I was very, very impressed with this gentleman. His name is Theodore Daniels. And the thing that impressed me is that he does these type of presentations in the historically black colleges. He goes through all the colleges and in the Atlanta area and also through the United States. And I was very impressed with that, and I wanted to be part of the team or the group that got that information out. So I was able to join forces a couple years ago, and I have the flexibility to go pretty much anywhere, you know, in the community. So that's why I'm able to focus to the high schools, colleges. I've been involved with the Urban League, also with Job Corps, and being able to present presentations there. And also there is a National Money Smart Week campaign coming up in Atlanta in April of this year. And I'm one of the committee chairpersons that's helping us to go out into the community to develop partnerships with businesses, schools, and education area. Also, we were looking at media and so forth. Mm-hmm. But I've been very, very impressed, and it's something that I'm very passionate about, and it just flows with what I'm all about.
Well, you're listening to Business Leaders of Today with Tess Turin, your marketing and advertising consultant, and Angel Nallen, your business insurance specialist. And we are speaking with Al Parker from Parker International. So now, obviously, you're based here in Atlanta. Mm-hmm. Were you born and raised in the Atlanta area?
No, I'm glad to be here right now. I'm originally from Ohio, Cleveland, Ohio area. And I was just talking to some family members earlier today, and they didn't like it, but I asked them, what was the weather like?
My co-host is in Ohio right now.
And I was told it's a couple of degrees below zero there.
Yeah, I think it was snowing, too. Eight below, I looked last night with
the
snow.
But I was just telling them, at least here we can see the sun and take advantage of that.
That's right. Yeah.
But I've been here in the Atlanta area since 2004.
Okay, wonderful. Now, any concerns and challenges, that are in the marketplace that you'd like to talk about?
Yeah, we were talking about, Tess, the speaking that I do in the various environments. And the thing that I've come to realize is that during the presentations, the youth of today have a lot of challenges. Number one, they're going to be living a longer life. Just with the information that's available, you can actually live longer than your parents and your grandparents. Well, that's great, but the other side of that is there will probably be a time, especially for the youth, where they may have a need to help a grandparent or parent because of the fact that they may need financial assistance because of lack of finances, or they may need help because of health. That's one of the things that so far is a challenge. The other is their retirement versus our retirement will be entirely different in the sense that what will a pension program look like when they're ready to retire? What will Social Security look like when they're at that age? As we know, Social Security is going to be totally different in the future. The other thing is we all face the immediate needs of most people are looking to have a family with children, and you also have to consider their children and their education and their everyday needs. Just planning for that can be somewhat of a challenge. And then I also speak on banking and investing. Well, it's good to be able to do that, but will you have enough money to be able to put into the bank or to invest that will provide you what you need at the end? And then the other thing that's rather common is the fact that most individuals right now in the job market, it's normal for them to go from job to job primarily for promotions, increase in income, or they may be forced to look at another job opportunity. So how does that impact individuals so far as the pension planning and retirement? But in summary, what that means to me, Tess, is that a person can do all they can so far as their primary income, but a person that really wants to get ahead probably needs to be looking at some source of secondary source of income to be able to take care of their financial needs, to provide financial security. And I found that, in my opinion, the most productive approach to do that is to seek out an opportunity to be coached and to be mentored by others, be in an environment where you can see others that are having success in what they're doing to be able to duplicate that. And that's where Parker International comes in the sense that I work with a lot of other business partners in the area here. And what we do primarily is we help Fortune 500 companies increase their business through word-of-mouth referrals, internet marketing, increase their business by way of the internet. I would say that our business model is very similar to Amazon.com. As you know, Amazon right now is becoming more and more popular, and that's because companies are coming to them because they realize that the profit margin on a transaction on the internet is much more profitable than trying to do it in a store. And so,
because of the tax?
Because of the overhead, the expenses. As you know, in a traditional business, you have to pay in a store, you have to pay for utilities, you have to pay for employees, the normal things that you have to pay in a traditional business. But companies are trying to, even though these companies may have a, quote, store, they're trying to push as much as they can through the internet. That's where we come in the sense that we have a business that's very similar, except that we have our individual virtual offices, and those virtual offices are our actual computers. For those that are technically savvy, they were actually able to use a smartphone to be able to keep track of how we've helped these companies individually increase their business, their revenue, and their sales, and we get paid directly off of that.
Yeah, I have to agree with you there. More and more people are shopping online. Versus, you know, I mean, especially around the holidays.
Absolutely.
I think I did more shopping online than I did battling the stores. It's all about convenience these days.
Exactly.
So I can certainly see the value there. Mm-hmm. So when you say, but I want to, if you could, just break it down for me a little bit better for the listeners out there, as far as the marketing word of mouth. Can you break that down for me?
I guess, yes, Tess, a great example of that is, let's just say a professional athlete or a person that's got a lot of credibility in the community. In most cases, a company will come to them and say, hey, if you will, refer us to your sphere of influence, just give us recommendations. What we like to do is come into an agreement with you where we provide those products and services to you. As a matter of fact, we'll allow you to use them yourself to feel a comfort level with those products and services, because that's the best way to give a referral. It's something that you're satisfied with, something that you like. And we find that by having that type of relationship, it's easy for a person through word of mouth to be able to recommend the products and services that these companies have to offer and get paid for doing that.
Okay, I gotcha. Almost like a referral system. But like, for example, I mean, we're here in Atlanta. If you had a football player and he helped you sell maybe some sporting goods equipment on your online storefront.
Yes.
That's the word of mouth that we're talking about?
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
mm-hmm.
Very good.
And the thing is that everything that word of mouth is referring individuals to these companies' internet presence. That's what we're referring them to, or driving traffic to that site.
Mm-hmm. Well, you're listening to Business Leaders of Today with Tess Turin, your marketing and advertising consultant, and Angel Nallen, your business insurance specialist. And we are speaking with Al Parker from Parker International. Let me ask you this, Al. LTD, Leadership Development Team. Now, I know that's pretty much a different revenue stream versus the marketing word of mouth. You pretty much got three revenue streams, from what I gathered from your website. Mm-hmm. You have your marketing word of mouth revenue stream for the business. You have your leadership development team, and then you also have the storefront. Mm-hmm. But then you also offer career opportunities. Would you like to mm-hmm. elaborate on that?
Yes, we're looking. We periodically are looking to expand. Because of the fact that we're bringing more and more companies onto our business team, we're looking for individuals that are familiar with commission sales, health and wellness. We have a lot of different markets that we're able to address, and it's really something that's flexible for the individual. But the thing that I would say, Tess, is most important that we provide is the mentorship. In the sense that we teach and we train individuals as to how to utilize our business to develop the type of income that they want to generate. The thing is that when you're looking at doing something outside of your primary work, you want to make sure that you're not, spending your time, but investing your time to get the maximum return income-wise on the time that you're spending. And so that's why we are very highly focused on mentoring an individual. We focus on business management and entrepreneurial skills. We have a very hands-on approach in the sense that we can see success principles in writing. We can sometimes see examples of individuals that have success business-wise, but we provide the total package in the sense that we can talk about it, but we can also show you that so that you can also duplicate that. And our objective is to encourage a person to empower them to be able to make the correct business decisions and be an entrepreneur that's very successful with what we're doing.
Okay, wonderful. Al, the people that are listening right now and they want more information about your company, what's the best way to get a hold of you?
There's two ways. One is by email, and my email address is al@parkerint.com. The second way is by way of phone, and that number is 404-455-7513.
Okay, well, Al, I wanted to thank you again for being a part of the show today. Al Parker, Parker International, business owner and CEO. Thanks so much for coming out.
Thank you, Tess.
I also would like to thank Gary Carson from Global Path Translation, CEO and founder. Thank you, Gary, for joining us today.
It was a pleasure to be on, and thanks so much.
And Rick Spooner and Matt Akins from 1 Hour Heating and Air. Thanks so much, guys, for coming out.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you. Had a great time.
We'd also like to give another shout-out to Uncle Matteo's Pizza Joint Mall of Georgia, located at 3320 Buford Drive in Buford. Be sure to like their Facebook. They do catering, birthday parties. They dine in, take out. They do it all. So a special thanks to Uncle Matteo's Pizza. And if you missed any part of our show, or if you'd like to be a guest on one of our upcoming shows, you can go to businessleaders.businessradiox.com. I'm Tess Turin, your marketing and advertising consultant, where our business is growing your business. Thanks for tuning in, and have a great weekend.